It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she's got the look, as she always does. And Monica's back in the studio with us, self-distancing, aren't we?
I'm back. It's so fun to come to Madison again.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, and everybody always makes me feel so good. I thought, I haven't been in your Casey's forever.
Oh, yeah. Good place. And you brought us treats again.
Huh? I had to. And then you know what this nice lady says to me?
What's that?
I bet you got Fashionista Fridays today. I said, yep, I got to get some treats.
You're always good for that. So appreciate that. Yeah, boy, a beautiful day
to be a
fashionista.
Oh, my gosh. It's such a beautiful day, and we got to be so thankful we can wake up in the morning and do what we love. Right, Paul?
Right. Yep.
We're blessed.
Yep. And you especially
have
a passion for fashion.
I do. I do. It's my calling, I guess. You know, I try. How's that?
Yep.
I try,
yep.
And I love what I do. So
you
I suppose I could take off my sunglasses.
Say, yeah, you got the sunglasses still
on. Oh, it's so
on.
Bright in here.
Yeah, we did put new light bulbs in. That's why it's so bright in here.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. But you know what? Everything looks more cheerful and all that good stuff.
You brought in some great apparel today. First of all, you know, you walked in this morning, Monica. What'd you say? Food. We got to have food, fashion, and fun. Fun, fashion, and food. They go together.
Everything goes together. And you know what? Everything is better with food.
It is.
Yep. I grew up that way. My mama always, I woke up to breakfast every morning with either cinnamon rolls, oatmeal, pancakes, French toast, you name it, whatever. She always had breakfast.
Oh.
It was so important,
yep.
You know, to send your child off fed.
And you like to make breakfast too.
I do.
Yeah.
I try to carry on the tradition,
yep.
Except for like Fashionista Friday morning when I was driving over, I thought, you know, if I cooked breakfast for you and Maynard and brought it over, it just wouldn't be the same. You know, I was just thinking, how could I keep it warm? And
yeah.
I thought, nah, I better go to Casey's.
Okay. All right. Well, we're glad you're back in the studio. And boy, you brought a lot of apparel.
Oh,
so
thank
what's
you.
Happening at Monica's during the month of July?
Well, I am doing Christmas in July.
Christmas in July. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are going to like that. A lot of people like Christmas.
So what happens is I feel like everybody, including myself, is so involved in all the festivities to do with Christmas that the shopping sometimes can get overrated.
Yep.
You know, it's tough.
Yep.
And, you know, yeah, a lot of people can order stuff, but there's just so many people that want to come in and look around and maybe see, like, oh, my gosh, my daughter-in-law would love these marigold, it's like a mesh flip-flop with a yoga mat. Oh, my daughter-in-law would love these.
It's got a place for your big toe, it looks like.
Yep. It's a
Is that
sling,
comfortable?
It's a sling sandal. I have it. It's Bunyan approved.
A sling sandal.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's so comfortable. It's, I would guess how to explain it would be like cotton wrapped around your bunion or something because it's just so comfortable. And of course, I had to get a pair.
A couple pairs, yeah.
Yeah. And so when I seen my son for his birthday in June, my oldest one, Billy, I wore these to Missouri.
Yep.
I told myself I'm not going to take 20 pairs of shoes with.
Okay.
I wore these the whole time. They match up. It's
awesome.
Marigold is like the new red, the new tan. It just goes with everything.
Marigold color.
And they are hotter than a pistol.
Right.
They're great. And I have some sizes left. So if any of you fashionistas want to come over and grab a pair, you can.
All right. Monica, as I mentioned, brought a lot of stuff in the studio. So let's go around the room here. There's a lot of clothes hanging up in our studio this morning.
Yes, there is. And you know what I really love about all this is color.
And lots of color.
As you see, I'm not in black and white
today. Let's talk about what Monica's wearing first.
So we have some flip-flops on. I thought I'd break down and get the pink ones out because normally I would wear navy with this outfit, but it's huge summer right now.
Yep.
Summer, summer, summer. So people should bring out their color, bring out their white, embrace it. So my, it's a golf skirt, so I could go right from here to golf, but I can't because I got to work.
You got to work.
But that's okay. I don't want to say got to work anymore because I'm so blessed to be open. So I'm blessed to go to work. So my skirt is navy, yellow, pink, all the colors. And then I paired it up with a sleeveless white top that I'm going to try to keep clean today.
You got a lace there.
A little lace up. Yeah. Okay. And you know, why I wore this today, too, is to explain that, you know what, we may not have perfect arms, but you get a little sun on them. And for me watering the flowers, I always choose to try to, you know, have some muscle, right?
You got some pipes
there. Some pipes. And so I just want to embrace sleeveless to people because, oh, I can't wear sleeveless. And then they, no one cares. Get a little tan on you. Go out and embrace summer. Yep. If you want to put a little lightweight jacket or a little white shirt over it or a little denim jacket, you can, but I can't be hot, Paul.
Yep. A lot of people complain about the little jiggle underneath your arm there. Is that what the deal is? Embrace it.
And when I sit and talk to people, I'm just so thankful that I'm upright and can move around and, and be around, that those are just small details.
Yep. All right, what else we got going on here?
Color, color, color. So what, when you said what's going on in Monica's, here's what's going on. When you walk into my store, the main room, right when you walk in, is all color. I've got a lot of Lake Girl stuff in. I got a lot of summer things like tops and capris and jeans and shorts and everything in that room. And then my cruisers, I've got a lot of cruisers in, and then the cousin to the cruiser is the rider, and those are super cute. So footwear, if you can focus on footwear right now and color, and then in you take a left and go where my checkout counter is, and that was usually my black and white room. Well, that's in a revamp, and my goal was to get it done yesterday, but no. I was busy with fashionistas, and that's better because we need the cash flow. That whole wall and in that corner is going to be all dresses and skirts and skorts.
Nice.
So when I get three people at one time, I can direct them to the dress wall. You know what I'm saying? Because I have dresses all. I have stuff all over and no more.
Yep.
I have to have more organization. So all one room is going to be dresses because right now everybody's looking for dresses.
Okay.
And skirts.
And you brought some dresses in.
Yes.
Black dresses.
Yes. And I brought in.
They're sleeveless.
Sleeveless. Mm-hmm. So then there's a sleeveless. It's like a, I would call that, they call it like a corda. What do you call that? Accordion dress, because it's got small little pleats in it, black and tan.
Oh, yeah.
Very cute on. It's got some little buttons on the side, sleeveless. That would be so perfect to wear to a wedding.
It would.
Cute, fun, flirty, flowy. And then right next to it, and I put these pictures on Facebook on my Monica's Apparel and Accessories page, so you should be able to follow along.
Flirty and flowy.
Oh, yes. You got to be flirty and flowy.
I hadn't heard that one before, Aunt Monica.
It's a new one, Paul.
Okay.
It just flows, right?
Right.
It's because your coffee is so good. Oof. Anyway, the next to it is a V-neck sleeveless dress that's got a pinstripe to it and hot pink flowers.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how crisp does that look for summer?
It pops out.
It just pops. And then I throw, because then you have the ladies say, oh, I can't wear sleeveless. Oh, don't worry about sleeveless dresses. That's basically the cutest dresses around. We'll just put a sheer black over it.
And it's see-through.
And it makes, and it makes you feel like your arms are perfect.
Yeah.
And it works. And it's cool. And it's comfy. And then next door to it is, I call that the dreamsicle dress.
Ooh.
It's got corals and yellows and black. And that dress is so flattering. And I have one left in, I think, a tan or whatever. But that is the dress that a lady can put on and feel like $1 million, because the way the black and the coral stripes.
That's a great combination.
It's flattering around the tummy.
Oh, it is?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And it pops well with coral. And that's just a key summer dress that you can go into the fall a little bit, too. And then next door to it is my ballroom gown, I call it.
That is a ballroom dress.
But a person can wear it to anything they want to wear it to.
Okay.
It's a black long dress. It's got V-neck rhinestones, and it's a cold shoulder sleeve, so it's just a little bit of sleeve with jewels on it. It is just too cute and flattering on.
Very beautiful, too.
Be beautiful for a mother of the bride, a grandmother of the bride, grandmother of the groom, I always want to play up when they say, oh, I'm just a grandmother or just a, you know, no, you're awesome. Look the part. Feel good, look good.
Yep.
And then I wanted to talk to you about, oh, yes.
What do you got on the chair there?
Well, So I get so excited. So here is this skirt that I call the black and hot pink and coral flowers on it, and it's kind of got a little higher up in the front. This is really, really cute on all flavors, and you can pair it up with your favorite black top, your favorite coral or hot pink, or you can make sure you got a crisp white blouse, put a little coral top underneath with a statement necklace, tie it up in the front, and you got a cute outfit.
Nice.
And, you know, a white blouse still,
yep,
is what we need.
A white.
Are you going to take a picture of me?
Yeah, I can. Always said everyone needs a white blouse, okay? All right, let's snap a picture. Smile. There we go.
I don't have much makeup on, but it was more important to get everything loaded and get you fed than having, you know, a lot of makeup on. Sweats right on.
Here's my favorite thing is sitting right in front of me. We got to talk about this.
70s.
70s stuff. And it,
70s.
I love the material here.
And it's so funny. A boutique in the cities had this on their, they were modeling it. And I'm like, OMG, I have that in my store. This is a 3/4 sleeve. It's like a stretchy neck that can fit on your shoulders, or if you like it to pull it down on your arm, then you have revealing shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
And trust me, if you have the right tan and the right mode and the right environment, this looks really paired up cute with these little white ankle pants that I have with the raw edge.
That looks, I love that top. It's
Isn't it just cute?
68, 69, yep. What the girls are wearing there.
And so right
the hippie look.
Yeah, it's just so fun. And then I paired up some navy wedge sandals to go with it. And now I have some of these little stretchy, they're called the Cloud Steppers. They're like walking on cotton. They're black, and they feel amazing on the feet.
Yeah, this is a pretty thick sandal.
It is, and it's good support for the heel. Mm-hmm. So what I really wanted to promote right now is my sandals, sun and fun, and then my dresses. And all my little white stuff that I have in the store, whether it's a white Bermuda, a white ankle pant, a white long pant, you name it, I got your white covered, and now is the time to embrace it and wear it, because so many women will come out and say, oh my God, I put my white pants on, there's coffee on it, and I can't get it out. Time to renew your white. Time to look for your dress for your occasion coming up. Because you name it, I've got it. And if I don't have it, I'd be happy to look for it.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of I know of a lot of weddings this Saturday. So if you don't have a wedding, think Monica's is the place to be.
It is. And I want to help everybody as much as I can. And I just want to embrace summer. And that's why I'm kind of doing this Christmas in July. I did it last July, too, and it was amazing. If people just want to get something special, sandals, believe it or not, are one of the top items for a gift at Christmas. Cool. Because people just love a new pair for a trip.
Yep. So Christmas in July at Monica's.
Yes, and I gift wrap. And I have gift certificates.
You're gift wrapping too.
You betcha.
You know, guys, if you're listening, gift certificates awesome at Monica's. And
it is not a cop-out.
It's not.
No.
And you always throw in a scarf on the gifts.
Yes, we make it. We sweeten the pot. Plus, I got a lot of pleather earrings in, too.
All right. So when you open?
I am open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And embrace summer.
Yeah, and where are you located at, Monica?
I'm located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson, Minnesota. I'm kitty corner from the school, and you'll see my hot pink cart.
Golf cart.
On the yard, and all my flowers are in bloom. It's really pretty right now.
Yeah. How many miles you got on that pink golf cart?
Oh, she's a refurbished 1989. Oh. So, you know, she's been around darn long.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Stop by Monica's. Pick up something for yourself.
Yes. Today. Yes.
Not only a gift.
We've got to treat ourselves.
You got to. It's good for your mental health.
Oh, my gosh. retail therapy actually is the best.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Monica.
Thank you.
Nice to see you again.
Enjoy.
In the studio.
I love it. Embrace summer. Woohoo. See you soon.
You're listening to Q92 KLQP, Madison Dawson. We're at 92.1 FM. Time for news and an update on the weather.